Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Welcome back to Ciracini, the village where I live in northwest Bosnia and Herzegovina. Today, hopefully, my neighbours will be finishing off preparing food for winter. And in this case, it's not vegetables, in other words, pickling them, canning them, I think the phrase is in the States. But today, it's all about meat. And yesterday, Tam's father and the neighbours slaughtered a large pig. And hopefully, there'll be jointing them all up, butchering them up into different cuts, which will then be either salted or dried or smoked or turned into sausages so that they can be eaten during the winter months. And it's still cold. It's not as chilly as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot more chilly than it is. That is a lot of meat. Stravo! That is a lot of meat. Definitely. So this is all jointed up. Obviously they butchered it yesterday. Now it all gets jointed up. Nothing goes missing here. The fat will be used. The skin will be used. And I think the innards go to the pets. Everything but everything is used. Yeah, lots of work going on here. Still, I think another day or 2 days maybe. It's a lot of work. Making ground pork. We would call it minced pork, I think, in England, but ground pork. Some of that will be used as ground pork. Some of that obviously is going to be turned into sausages, and sausages here are absolutely amazing. But yeah, the front yard of a small holding. This is where my neighbour lives in the city, actually, but this is his weekend house. But his mum and dad used to live there for years and years and years and years. I asked Tam's father, Predrag, about how much the pig weighed before it was slaughtered, and he said around about 260 kilos, plus or minus. And here people always underestimate, so I reckon it'll be about 260 kilos plus. That's a lot of meat, which will be shared between the two families. Our neighbour and his extended family will have a considerable amount of that. And then Tam and me and Tam's parents, they'll have the other part. And What they're doing at the moment is they're using a hammer and a large piece of sharp steel to joint up some more. But this is happening all over the country at the moment. Okay, in certain parts where pigs aren't eaten much, then there'll be other animals that will be prepared. But this, as I said, will all be, some of it will be deep frozen because we have deep freezers now, obviously. Some will be smoked. Some will be dried, just using salt. Some, as I said, back in the house, the lady's going to be continuing making ground pork, and then there'll be the session where they'll make the sausages. But I want to show you one thing as well that most people have here who live in the countryside. And that's this place here. Let me make sure I don't slip over. As you can see, this is quite dark. There's wood already in here. And up there, they're going to hang the meat that is going to be smoked. So this is the smoker. Simple, to the point. And there's always wood lying around everywhere. As you can see over there. Not the tidiest, but does it really matter? It's the end result, right? There you had it. A quick trip to my neighbour. And I dodged the rakia today. Normally, there's a lot of rakia being consumed. It's polite, it's cultural. Whenever you go somewhere, you're offered rakia, beer. If you're not into alcohol, obviously they've got juices and things. But another sneak peek into something that you wouldn't normally see. If you come as a tourist, there are all the sights to see, the history to experience and discover, the food to die for. But you very rarely end up coming this far off the beaten track. People are starting to offer that now. I don't normally talk about recommendations, but we have some really good friends who run a travel agency out of Sarajevo. It's called Chafe. I've done a video about that before, but I'll do another video about Chafe. Chafe is taking it easy. Chafe is all about enjoying life. And Kathy and Numa have called their small boutique travel agency Chafe. And they're starting to take people off the beaten track. Helga, a friend from Norway, came here and had a Chafe experience with Kathy and Numa. And then he came and spent 6 days with us, and we showed him around as a slow tourist. We, Tamara and I, especially me, I think that's what it's all about. And if you had been here today in the country with us, I would have taken you to see what was happening. Because that's a way to experience another culture. It's to get behind the door, get behind the curtains, get to see and experience how other people live. See how they do things different, because that's what makes life really brilliant. And I have been so fortunate during my life. I've ended up here, but I've travelled extensively and spent time in other countries. And I'm a much more tolerant person because of it. I'm going back in now. I'm going to have a nice warm drink. Thanks again. And here, I'm home. Mara, our dog, or one of our dogs, is saying hello. Catch you soon.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.